So we're going to continue our story from last week, and I had my special message. We had a special messenger, Asher, who's translating. So again, we ask for your patience. He's translator in training. Okay. So for those of you who weren't here last week, we're continuing our story about Jesus. Can you just translate that?
はい。今、先週からの続きです。イエ
ス様の話をしてるんですけども、聞いてくださ
いね。イエス様が私たちの家に訪れた時の話です。どうしたことをするか。
We're talking about what happened when Jesus came to his house.
イエス様が私たちの家に来た時にどのようにイエス様が私たちに来られたのかということです。いいでしょうか。はい、そこから行きます。
So this is what he said. This is our living room, I said next. My sister was watching TV.She smiled and patted the seat next to her. Okay, she smiled. I sat down, but Jesus kept standing.On TV, I saw one man shoot another, and I looked at Jesus.
テレビで見たらそこでですね、ドラマで誰かが銃で撃ってるのを見ました。
His eyes were sad, so I got up and I went outside.
イエス様の目は寂しが
Jesus followed me outside. My sister didn't seem to see Jesus at all. I wondered why. Jesus and I played all day long. Then I showed him my favorite place by the river. We held tadpoles in our hands, and we played with the frogs, and we laughed.
私たちは川に行って、おたまじょくと、そして遊んで、そして、カエルと一緒に遊びました。
Oh, Peter, Jesus said, I'm glad I made frogs. That evening, Mom invited Jesus to stay the night at our house. You can stay in my room, I said. We climbed into bed and turned off the light. I tried not to look too hard at all the shadows in the room. I knew I was too old to worry about that.Peter, are you afraid? Jesus asked. I started to say, but I could feel Jesus looking straight at me through the dark.
I was 困って、なんて答えたと思いましたけれども、イエス様はずっと私の顔を、目を見ていました。
Yes, I whispered, I'm afraid a lot. I'm really afraid.We talked for a long time. We talked about scary dreams and monsters and fingers tapping at my window and making mistakes that make people laugh at me.
私は怖い話をいろいろして、例えば、ま、窓を夜中に触る手とか、もしくは私は失敗をして学校で私のに嫌なことを言うときとか、そういうことがありました。思い出して、イエス様と話しました。
With Jesus in the bed next to mine, none of it seemed very scary. So in the morning, Jesus waited by the door to walk to school with me. Nobody noticed Jesus sitting beside me at my desk, but I liked having him there.The teacher began to explain our work. I tried to keep up, But I couldn't watch and write and listen at the same time. Maybe I'd get everything wrong. Maybe she would ask me a question. Maybe I would say something dumb and everyone would laugh. Help me, Jesus, I whispered. Jesus put his hand over mine. Just listen now, he whispered back. Listen and think. You can write later. After that, I didn't get everything right, but I got most of it. Thank you, Jesus, I said. Okay, so we're going to stop there for today, but I want to ask you a few questions, okay? So from what we read today, can anybody tell me five things we learned about Jesus? One at a time. Okay. What's something you learned about Jesus from today? That about what he's like.
That he
helps. He helps us. Yeah. He helps us. Anybody else? I'll give you a hint. He said something. I'm glad I made something. Yep.
Frog.
So he created, right? He learned that he creates. Okay, yep.
That he's always with you.
That he's always with you.
Amen.
Yep. Two more. What happened when he was scared in his bedroom? Yep, Noah?
He lay next to him.
He laid next to him. Yeah, he's right beside us. That's really good. He's not just in the room, but he's right there next to us. What happens when you feel scared about something? When you're really scared. Yep. He comforts you. He comforts you. Okay? And then, just one more thing. He helped him when he was at school. Even when he was in the classroom. Okay? So I want you guys to think about that when you're going through your week.
And even
at school. Okay? If it helps you to think that Jesus, think of him being right next to you. And you can whisper to him like Peter did
in
his head. And he'll help you. Okay? So we'll continue next week. Let's pray. Oh, Jesus, I just thank you so much, Lord, that you're with us. Sometimes we take it for granted, Lord, like we don't understand just how special and how much of a comfort it is that you are always there in every situation. Even for the little things that concern our heart that nobody else sees. You care, Lord, and you help us. Lord, I pray that you remind these kids all throughout the week, every day. That you're there with them. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thanks, Doctor.
はい、今日はスペシャルメッセンジャーでジョノ・ターナーさんです。どうぞ。ジョノ・ウィズ・サウンド・オブ・ヒュージョノさんは日本には何度もいらしてるそうですけれども、ジョノ has been to Japan several times. 見た目からどの国の出身か分かりますか? Can you tell which country he's from? Just look at him. Can you tell? He is?
Where is he from? New Zealand!
New Zealand!
Champions of the world!
はい。また、食事の時もありますので、その時におまじわりができると思います。During the lunch time, we can talk and share, maybe we can pray too. Okay? So, you understand? I can pray that.
It's wonderful to be here with you today. And I've actually been to Japan so many times I've lost count now. I think I first came in
1987.
So it's before some of you were born. And since then I've been here more than 15 times. So this is a very special place for me. And I don't speak very much Japanese. But I feel like this is my second home. And I always feel really comfortable when I'm here. So thank you for having me with you today. I want to talk about identity today. And I love that children's talk. Because while children can easily connect with the reality of Jesus with them, very often adults have a struggle with that. Children can relate to an imaginary friend. But I think sometimes grown-ups lose their imagination. And even many Christians think of God as a long, long way away. And we very often don't feel that He's close with us. And I've discovered that the reason for this is often an identity issue. Most of us are trying to be
Christians.
We feel that we're not what we should be. And we've heard lots of preaching telling us what we should
be.
And often the natural reaction is, I'm not what the pastor says I should be. We hear a lot of preaching about the standard. And when we measure ourselves, we think, I don't reach the standard. And because of that, we have a negative view of ourselves. And in our minds, we're thinking, one day, hopefully, I can become a real Christian. And I believe this is because of a wrong understanding of the gospel. People struggle to believe that God loves them. And even to believe that God can actually change how my life is. And I think it's because we don't understand the power of the cross. In church we hear a lot of teaching on the cross. But sometimes we feel condemned by the cross. Where the purpose of the cross is to transform us. And you'll hear people say, Jesus came to die on the cross for your sins. And while that is true, it's only one day of his life. It was a very big day. It was a very difficult day. It was the day that changed the world. But Jesus actually did some other things other than die on the cross. And the two things that he did other than die on the cross was he came to show us what the Father is really like. There's a really interesting little verse. We find it in John 17. And verse 4. And it says, Jesus is talking to the Father.
He
says, I brought glory to you
by
completing the work you gave me
to do.
And I started to think to myself, Jesus hasn't gone to the cross yet. How can he say, I've completed the work that God has given me to do, but I haven't gone to the cross yet? And as you read a little further, in verse 6 you get the answer. Jesus says, I have brought glory to you by revealing you to those whom you
gave
to. So Jesus came to show us what Father God is really like. And if we have a difficulty trying to relate to God, you only have to read four books of the Bible. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. If you have seen Jesus, you've seen what the Father is like. So next time you're stuck in Leviticus, just give yourself a break and read the book of John.
John.
Because Jesus is the exact representation of the Father. Now the second thing that Jesus
came to do
was to show us how true sons of God should behave. He came to give us a new identity.
神様、イエス様は私たちに自分の存在何か、自分のアイデンティティ、私たちに教えてくださいました。
He said to his disciples in John chapter
15,
and in verse 15,
he
said, I no longer call you servants, but I call you friends. And then as Paul began to teach, in the book of Ephesians, he showed us how God has given us a new identity. We've been adopted into the family of God. But sometimes the Christian life is very difficult if you're trying to live it as a servant. You see, servants do not get an inheritance. Only sons and daughters get an inheritance. So if you just think of yourself in a negative way, I'm just a sinner saved by grace. I'm just trying to serve God. One day maybe I will be worthy. That's when you have problems in your Christian life. Before I was a Christian, I was a sinner. The day I became a Christian, I was adopted into the family of God. My identity was no longer that I am a sinner. I was given a new identity. And my new identity is that Jesus is my brother. God is my father. I am a child of God. Sometimes I'm a lazy child of God. Sometimes I'm a lonely child of God. Sometimes I'm a sad child of God. But even no matter what I am going through, it does not change my identity. You understand? You get up in the morning, you look in the mirror, but you never say, I must try to be a man today. Or if you're a lady, you don't say, I must try to be a lady. Because we know who we are. But sometimes Christians doubt who they are.
Hey.
We look in the mirror. You say, I know you're in there somewhere, Jesus. I must try to be a Christian. You either are a Christian or you're not a Christian.
Amen.
And if you're not a Christian today, you can become one very soon.
Amen.
Yeah? But if you are a Christian today, it's not about trying harder. It's about surrendering to the agenda God has for your life. This identity is a gift from God. We know that scripture in Ephesians 2 that we are saved by grace through faith. And this is not from ourselves.
それは自分自身の力でやった、こういう力に通したものではありません。
It's a gift.
それは神様の完全なる贈り物だというんです。
So God gives us a gift of a new identity.
神様は私たちに新しいアイデンティティ。
And we say, thank you, Jesus.
そして私はありがとうございます。それを受けることができ
る。And on the first day we feel wonderful.
そして最初に、ああ、嬉しい、嬉しいと最初に思うかもしれません。
And then we come to church.
教会に来て。
And we hear the preaching.
で、説教を聞いて。
And we slowly start to deteriorate.
だんだん、俺はダメかもしれない、ダメかもしれないって自分が。
And we feel less and less wonderful.
Oh,
I'm not good enough. I don't know enough scripture. I don't pray enough. I don't give enough time. I don't do enough evangelism. Oh, I'm not a very good Christian. And the devil whispers in your ear. You think, yes, truth. No! Everybody say no!
No!
No! See, we get saved by grace through faith. And then we try to become in our own strength. In John chapter
1
and verse 12, there's a very well known scripture. To as many as received him, to those that believed on his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Now, all of us who are Christians have received Jesus. We believed on his name.
彼の名を信じましたよね。
Yes.
Amen. そうですね。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Pentecostal church, come on. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
But I've discovered after 30 years of being a pastor that not many Christians use the right to become children of God. That word right there is a Greek word that means power or authority. And so many Christians are sitting in church. They've received Jesus. They believe. But they are not exercising their authority to fully become who God
calls
them to be. And Jesus came to show us. He did not say to his students, come to my Bible school. He didn't say to Peter and John, read my book. He said, come and follow me. And I will show you how to become fish of men. This becoming is an issue of authority. So God gives us a new identity. The Bible says He sent the Spirit of His Son into our hearts.
子としての礼を私たちに送ってくださった。
In Romans 8 it says,
ロマ人の8章は、
In some versions it says, the spirit of adoption.
私たちは譲りの礼を受けた。神様からの子供となる礼を受けたというような表現があった。
And it's a very strong picture in Greek and Roman history.
これはですね、ギリシャやローマのその時の文化圏においてはとても大きなことでもあるんですね。
How many of you ladies are from a family where there's no boys in the family?
皆さんも答えられて、男がいない家族いますかね。ね、男がいない家族。
Just a few of you ladies.
何人一人もいないね。
Was your father disappointed?
男がいなかったね。お父さんすごくがっかりですね。女の子ばっかりだったら。
He's so silly because you're so beautiful.
Yeah.
But you know, when in Roman or Greek time,
ローマやギリシャの時代もそうだったんです。
If a man didn't have any sons,
もしもですね、特に息子たちはいなかったら、
he would adopt a son.
仕方なしに他の人を養子として受け止める。
And that adopted son would become his firstborn.
そして養子になった人が最初の長男になる。
He would have more authority than the daughters.
で、その男の子はですね、他の女の子よりももっと権威が与えられる。
But he was also responsible for looking after.
同時にですね、家族を見守る責任が与えられます。
And the picture here is very strong.
この聖書の箇所はですね、すごく重要な意味を持っているんです。
So if a man adopted a son,
この男の人がある息子を養子として迎えたとしたら、
and after a period of time he became disappointed with him.
でも、もしその男の子がですね、やんちゃで変なことをしたとしたら、
he could not cut him off or reject him.
でもその人をですね、もうダメだ、あなたは息子じゃないということはできないんです。
Because that adoption was so strong.
なぜならその養子迎えたということはとても重要なことで。その契約、その約束は誰も破
壊できないんですね。
それは私たちとも同じです。
When we are adopted into God's family, it's so strong.
私たちの家族に受け入れられたというのはとても大きなこと。
We can walk away from God.
私たちは神様が離れて行ってしまうことも可能ですけれども。
But He doesn't walk away from us.
でも神様は私たちから離れることはありません。
Because He's adopted us.
なので私たちを養子として迎え入れてくださった。
He considers that we are part of the family.
でも私たちは神の家族だと言ってくださるんですね。
Even if we're out of relationship.
もう自分が人間と神様の関係を切ったとしても、神様はそれでは終わらないんです。
That's why we must never give up on the backslider.
ですから私たちはですね、もう神様が離れてしまった人をですね、もうダメだということはないんです。私たちは忘れてはいけないんです。
Because God still has a claim on their life.
まだ彼らのことを神様は覚えてくださる。
So this new identity is very powerful.
ですから私たちに与えられた新しいこのアイデンティティはとても力強いものです。
But many Christians don't understand.
でもこのことを多くのクリスチャンは理解しないんですね。
Oh, I've got to try to be a better Christian.
頑張っていいクリスチャンなら、頑張んなしな。
And the thing about the authority of your new identity is it's very powerful.
この新しい神様からアイデンティティというのは本当に力強いものなんですね。
In John chapter 14,
ヨハネの福音書の14章にはこのようにあります。
And verse 12,
12節です。
Jesus said this.
イエス様はこのようにおっしゃった。
Anyone who has faith in me,
私を信じる者はみんな、
will do what I have been doing.
私が指揮することをするというんです、ね。
They will do even greater things than this.
私よりももっと素晴らしいことをするという、そういう表現です。
Because I'm going to the Father.
なぜ私は神様のところに、イエス様、お父様のところに行ってしまうから。
Now is anyone in this room not anyone?
この中誰でもない、誰でもないって言っていませんね。みんな誰かですよね。
It means everyone who has faith in Jesus.
イエス様に信じる者はみんな、
has access to the same authority that Jesus has.
イエス様は私たちに持っていた同じ権威を私たちは持つことができる。
And it's not based on your goodness.
それは私たちが良い人だ、いいことという、そういうこととは関係ないことです。
It's based on the free gift.
私たちは神様から与えた自由に、無料の贈り物を私たちに与えている。
That God has given us in Jesus Christ.
それはイエス様を通して神様は私たちに与えてくださったんです。
It's a very strong verse in 1 John.
それは、これ次のことは、第1ヨハネのところからですけど、
Chapter 3,
3章ですね。今日はですね、1節と2節です。
And the Apostle John had a very close relationship.
ヨハネはイエス様とすごく深い関係にありました。
And he says this very strong thing.
そしてこのように力強い言葉を言いますね。
See what great love the Father has lavished on us.
本当に神様の愛が私たちに豊かにあったこと。
That we should be called children of God.
神のことを呼ばれる。
And that is what we are.And verse 2 says, Dear friends, now we are children of God.
私たち今神の子であるならば、
And what we will be has not yet been made known.
まだ私たちはこれからまだ全てをしっかり見ることはできてないけれども。
So there is a process of perfection.
これは本当に神様に近づく、イエス様のこの難にはある程度のプロセスが。
There's a process of God's revealing himself.
神様ご自身が私たちに姿を見せているにはある程度の過程があります。プロセスがあります。
Bringing us into the completeness that God intends for us.
神様が私たちに願うところまで行くときにはまだまだ私たちは成長していかなくてはいけません。
But the beginning of the process.
でもこのプロセスの成長の過程の最初は
is receiving the new identity.
私たちの神様からのアイデンティティをしっかりと受け持つことがそれが最初になるんですね。
We don't have to argue about it.
それについて私たちは論議する必要はありません。
We don't have to look at Damon and ask him.
デーモンさん、この子何とか聞かなくてもいいんです。
I wonder if he's a real Christian.
あの人は本当にクリスチャンなんていうことを知らなくてもいいんです。
I mean, he looks good when he leads worship.
ね、ワッシュする時はかっこいいけど、っていうような質問をしなくていいんです。
Maybe he's not really the real thing.
本当は偽物かもしれない。思わなくてもいいんです。
And the Bible has a solution for that.
聖書はこのように言っています。
Ask him.
彼に聞きなさい。
Do you believe in Jesus?
あなたはイエス様を信じてますか?
And if he says yes,
はいって言ったら、
then he's your brother and your
もうそしたら兄弟姉妹なんですね。
And you're his brother or sister.
もういいんです。もうそれでいいんです。それだけなんです。
And where he is on his journey with God,
その人が神様との成長過程にあるわけですから、足りなくてもいいんです。
It's not really our business.
それはね、その人が神様成長していることは私たちには、もう神様に至る私たちに関係ではないんです。
Our business is to receive one another.
お互いを受け止めることが、お互いを受け止めることが私たちになすべきことなんです。
And encourage one another.
そしてお互いを励ますことが私たちのすべきことなんです。
And if we do meet someone and we can see that they are struggling,
もし私たち兄弟姉妹が大変なところを通って苦しんでいるとしたら、
we would encourage and help someone.
私たちが本当に立ち上がることを私たちはなぜなら励ますことができます。
We're not to look at them.
なんだ。
I don't know if they're a very good Christian.
Maybe
I shouldn't be seen with